Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Julie Johnson, and she is the race coordinator for the annual Klompen Classic that's coming up very, very shortly. Julie, thanks for taking some time out this afternoon.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to be here because we are thinking about the Klompen Classic in our office, and we want Pella and the surrounding communities to start thinking about it too.
As I understand it, the Klompen Classic, one of the bigger 5K races in the state.
It is. Actually, we are, last year we were just 50 participants short of being the largest in the state.
Wow.
So I didn't know that until after it was over.
So good news, a lot of great participation.
And it's so fun, and it's family friendly, and we welcome every age.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of ages, I know we've got a few minor changes that are going to take a little bit of extra planning perhaps for people this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
That is for the free children's race called the Kids Classic. Parents do not know, but there is one major change this year that affects the children that are running. And what that is that parents need to bring a signed release or sign a release for every child that runs. So I am hoping that parents will show up a little bit early. We can't have grandma sign it. We can't have the neighbor sign it. This is a legal thing that we need now to have every parent of every child running to sign a release. And that release can be found on our website. It's through the brochures that come home in the schools, or they can get it on that night.
Okay. So a lot of opportunities to find this release and make sure that everything gets filled out and an effort to keep everybody safe and make sure things run smoothly.
That's right, and they don't mail it to me. They bring it that night.
Everything done that night, the night of registration for the Kids Free Classic.
Yes.
Okay. The path of the race, is it different from years past, or is it largely the same path as in previous runs?
The route this year will be the same.
Okay.
We are going to start on the west side of the square and head north. And then if you are interested in watching participants, you can have a seat on the bleachers in front of the Tulip Torin, and that is a fun way to watch 2,000-some runners come across the finish line.
2,000 people for just a little 5K. I think it's wonderful.
It is wonderful, and the most fun about it is often it can be four generations.
Yeah.
You can have the grandma, and, you know, it's many generations together, and it's kind of like a Pella party before tulip time starts and strangers come from all over.
Right.
It's very fun.
Of course, important dates coming up. I know registration still open, but one really important date, of course, for T-shirts. Everybody loves to get the T-shirts for events like this.
And the T-shirts are so fun this year. I've got to tell you, they are kiwi green, and that means not the brightest lime green, but just kind of a dull kiwi green. And then it's funky Dutchy. So I'd say go on our website, Crossroads website, and take a look at it because I think they're really going to like it. But the key date here is April 21. But just start thinking about the Klompen Classic. It's coming. April 21 is the T-shirt guarantee date. We'd love to have you join us.
So besides that early registration date to make sure that you get your T-shirt, what are the other important days that folks need to remember?
You know what? That is the most important, other than race day, May 4.
Okay.
So if they want to sign up, you can go to Crossroads website and print it off at www.crossroadspella.org. You can just print it off there. Or also from there, you can sign up online through www.active.com.
Okay.
Or that can be done from our website as well. So if you prefer to use a credit card, you can do it that way, or you can print it off and mail your $20 to me. That works too. Registration is $20 until race day, and on race day it's $25.
Okay.
Again, this year we're going to have the early packet pickup, so rather than have it be so congested on race day, they can come on Monday, May 2 in the evening to the community center, and early packet pickup begins then.
How long has the Klompen Classic been going on?
18 years.
18 years for this.
Okay. 18 years, and you know, what amazes me the most is most of the committee members are original.
Oh. That's excellent. That means there's a lot of continuity then from year to year in how things operate, I would assume.
Yes, we love them. But we just are so thankful because I'm just so glad they're not sick of us yet.
And, of course, all this work going to a good cause. Talk to us a little bit about how this helps support the Crossroads of Pella.
Well, the whole reason why we do it, that is the key, is that it helps local families. We give away last year we gave away about $16,000 to people in the Pella school district. We give each family $100 per year. So it's the money goes toward our friends and our neighbors, and it's a wonderful thing to help people who live in our community.
And the Klompen Classic, of course, one of the big fundraisers for the organization every year.
The Klompen Classic is the main one, and then we have mailing in the fall. And between those two, I'm just so thankful that we don't have to beg for money so many times each year. Those two will cover everything to keep Crossroads doors open. We try to keep costs low and overhead low so that we can give it away.
Is there anything else that you'd like?
No, I'm just so glad that I have a chance to say, Pilla, we're looking for you. Come and join us.
A great time for a great run and to help support a great cause.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for your time, Julie.
Again, that was our guest, Julie Johnson, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.